Five, four, three, two, one. It's over. Stanford has knocked off UConn here at Naples Pavilion.
Good morning. I'm Noelle King in for Celeste Headlee. Celeste is back on Monday, and that was the sound.
Were you playing in that
game? No, not this time around. That was the sound of heartbreak for fans of the UConn Huskies. Stanford defeated UConn last night 71-59. That ended, of course, UConn's record 90-game winning streak,
which beat UCLA's men 88.
It was a heck of a record.
Yeah.
It was a heck of a record.
Which we actually talked about on this program last week.
Mm-hmm. Well, joining us now is a takeaway listener and UConn superfan Helen Wheelock. Good morning, Helen.
Oh, yeah, rub it in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Helen, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to be cruel. But let me remind our listeners that actually you and ESPN's Michelle Vopel did call this last week. You didn't think that UConn was going to come through in this Stanford game.
We'll be at the game at Stanford and UConn next week, which some people may think might be the end of the streak.
That, of course, was Michelle Vopel. But you were on the fence on this, too. Yeah. What did you predict? How did you predict it?
Well, I think that Stanford under Tara Vanderveer has really sort of gone under the radar, and they're the team that I think any UConn fan, any women's basketball fan knew had the height, the strength, the experience, and the timing to stop this streak had.
They work the inside really well, Stanford does, and they showed that.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, Poland, their point guard just went insane. And to be honest, what better place to break the streak? At home, in front of a sellout crowd, on national TV. It was a great game. It excites me to see Stanford regain the prominence that it had in the early 90s. And suddenly we've got an East-West Coast rivalry happening that will capture, I think, fans' attention. It doesn't have the give of Celtics-Lakers, but boy, it's good basketball.
Wheelock, when are you going to get your own show? Listen to you rattle off this stuff. So each time you're on, this is like your audition, right?
Well, you know, I know how much you all make, so, I mean, why wouldn't I just take your place? You know, start off a new year, get a new gig.
All right.
Just keep on calling. I'll talk.
All right, Helen Wheelock, a super fan. Are we starting to correct our overemphasis on male sports on this show?
Totally. It is my pleasure to talk about the game that I love and that those of us who enjoy it really want to share it. So I appreciate and honor the attention, and I know that you all are paying good attention. So let's see what streak UConn and Stanford can set up next.
There you go, takeaway listener Helen Wheelock, super UConn Huskies fan. Thanks so much, Helen. It's great to talk to you.
Always my pleasure. Great new year.
You too.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.